Continued controversy over the unequal treatment of foreign lecturers, known as lettori, in the Italian university system has slowly festered in the background of the political scene. Nepotism, or protectionism, of the complex political and academic class is rife in the Italian system, described by the UK Minister for Europe and the Americas, Sir Alan Duncan, as unacceptable discrimination. Such discrimination was mandated by Italian law. Article 28, DPR 382, stated that lettori salaries could not be higher than those of assistant professors. In the years that followed, lettori were re-employed on annual contracts renewable for 5 years, which was later ruled illegal by the Italian Constitutional Court. The first major case against this systematic discrimination was in a 1989 case brought before the European Court of Justice. Since then, discrimination against foreign professors, taking the form of lesser opportunities and lower pay and pensions, has been well documented in the courts. The European Court of Justice has ruled against Italy on this and other matters pertaining to discrimination against lettori in 1993, 97, 2001, 6, and 2008. The ECJ ruled in favour of a Belgian national working in the Italian university system. The European Parliament released a statement in 2010 saying their findings showed blatant discrimination on grounds of nationality. They were revealed in numerous occasions in the case of foreign language teachers, lettori, in Italy, who have been struggling for decades against discriminatory treatment with respect to the security of tenure, career development, pensions, and social security. In 2017, a member of the European Parliament's Petitions Committee, Jude Curtin-Darling, strongly criticised the European Commission's impotence after the Italian Supreme Court of Cassation undermined the ruling of the European Court of Justice in what she called an institutional contempt for the rights of foreign nationals teaching in the corrupt Italian university system. In 2011, as a result of this ruling, the Florentine Court of Appeal duly implemented the changes mandated in 2008. Ms. Curtin-Darling's full statement is as follows. The decision by the Italian Supreme Court is totally unacceptable. The court has shown contempt for the rights of foreign lecturers who have come to Italy to teach and to contribute to Italian society by sanctioning discrimination against them. At a time when the EU is working to secure the rights of its citizens in the UK after Brexit, it must also show the same determination to protect the rights of its citizens within the EU. It is difficult to understand why the Commission has not taken strong action to ensure the primacy and respect of EU law, which is their responsibility as a guardian of the treaties. Chairman of the Association of Foreign Lecturers in Italy has stated in a letter published in the Financial Times on July the 11th, 2017, that the Italian Supreme Court overruled the ECJ and in doing so asserted its supremacy over the Luxembourg Court. This challenge, Petrie says, wreaks havoc on the entire European project by sending out the message to protectionist states that they need not follow the rules of the treaty they signed up to, but can cherry-pick on which ECJ rulings they like and overturn those they do not. The central issue in Brexit negotiations. The outcome is, of now, unclear. It is reasonable to assume that the EU will remove some protections that UK citizens have to live and work within Italy. It is apparent, however, that the Italian state is not honouring their commitment to their status as an EU member state in the courts or on a domestic level.